All right, so get this. You guys sent us a ton of stuff about HSG. It's like this whole corner of the internet dedicated to Homestuck. And for those of you who haven't encountered it, Homestuck is this sprawling webcomic, kind of a cult classic. And it seems to attract some really, really passionate
It
fans.
really does.
And judging from what you've sent, they've got a lot to say about, well, everything.
It's amazing to see how a fandom will kind of create its own language,
Right.
a whole set of inside jokes and references, and it can seem totally meaningless to people on the outside,
Yeah.
but then for those in the know, it's packed with meaning.
So like a secret society, but with more memes.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
And our goal today is to try to unpack some of that language,
Yeah.
give you a glimpse into this corner of the internet
Okay.
and why these particular discussions are happening in a Homestuck forum.
So before we get lost in all the internet slang, let's start with some basics. I keep seeing HSG everywhere. What is that all about?
So HSG is just short for Homestuck General. It's
Okay.
kind of like the general all-purpose forum
Okay.
for conversations about the comic. But what's really interesting is how often those conversations go way beyond the comic itself,
Yeah.
to like politics and philosophy,
Yeah.
personal
He's
anecdotes.
like, Homestuck is just the jumping off point, but then things go in all sorts of unexpected directions, kind of like the comic itself.
That's a great comparison.
Right.
Homestuck is known for its very complex and often bizarre narrative. It's full of twists and turns,
Yeah.
metafiction breaking the fourth wall.
So it kind of makes sense that the fandom would follow suit, creating a space where the conversation is just as unpredictable and multifaceted.
And to navigate this space, there are a few key terms that you'll need to know.
Okay, hit me.
You're going to encounter Rudy a lot.
Rudu.
Rudy's a frequent poster who seems to enjoy provoking others.
Okay.
And then there's Chirka, which I want to emphasize is a derogatory term.
Right.
And definitely not something we endorse.
Of course not.
We're just reporting on what we're seeing in the data.
Right. We're just trying to understand the context here, not condone the language. Okay, so what else should we look out for?
So you didn't see Davikat come up quite a bit.
Yes, cats.
That's a specific romantic pairing within Homestuck.
Okay.
And actually, the thread we're looking at lists a bunch of alternative pairings.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of hilarious when you think about it.
It's like they've got a whole matchmaking system. It definitely shows how invested they are in these characters and their relationships.
For sure. And, speaking of passionate fans,
Yeah.
there's this word trickster that keeps popping up.
Trickster. Okay.
And it's interesting because sometimes it seems like an insult. Sometimes it seems neutral.
Okay.
It's almost like a code word
Right.
where the meaning changes depending on the context.
Ooh, intriguing.
It's like we're cracking a code.
Right. Speaking of codes, I have to ask about this whole Frankenflade Day Out thing. What is going on with that?
So Frankenfloyd Day Out seems to be this fictional creation within the community
Right.
that is often linked to Rose LaLonde, who is one of the characters from Homestuck. It's almost like an inside joke that's evolved into its own kind of mythology.
So we've got our secret handshake, our secret password, and now our secret myth. I'm starting to feel like an honorary HSG member.
Well, you're definitely getting the hang of the lingo.
Yeah, okay.
But as we mentioned earlier, the conversation goes way beyond just Homestuck.
Yeah.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, hit me with it.
So we're talking politics,
Okay.
religion, philosophy, sometimes all in the same thread.
That's a pretty wide range. Anything in particular that stood out to you?
Well, for starters, there's this whole discussion about Vladimir Putin's religious beliefs
Wow.
and what that might mean for the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Okay, that's not exactly what I expected to find on a Homestuck forum.
All
I
right.
mean, it's one thing to debate the comic's plot twists,
Right.
but Putin's religious views, what's the connection there?
It's a great question.
What does that even say about the community itself?
It seems like HSG attracts a certain type of person, someone who is interested in exploring very complex ideas
Right.
and connecting seemingly disparate concepts.
Okay.
They're not afraid to dive into big philosophical questions, even if it starts with a webcomic.
It's like they're using Homestuck as a lens to view the world, and that lens can be pretty warped and strange,
It can be.
which might explain the fascination with Junji Ito.
Yes, the Junji Ito connection.
Giant.
This is one of the most fascinating parts of this forum.
Okay.
So Junji Ito is a Japanese horror manga artist
Right.
known for his disturbing and often very surreal imagery.
Yeah, and HSG users can't seem to get enough of him.
No, they can't.
There are all these references to his work, especially Uzumaki, which is about a town that's obsessed with spirals.
Right.
Why do you think that particular work resonates with them?
That's a good question.
Like, what is it about spirals?
Maybe it's the sense of creeping dread.
Mm.
The feeling that something is not quite right with the world.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the exploration of obsession.
Right.
And how it can consume a person or even a whole community.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned obsession.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's a lot of that going on in the forum itself.
Uh-huh.
People getting fixated on certain ideas, mm-hmm. certain characters,
right.
even certain other users.
Right.
It's like the line between fandom and real life starts to blur.
That's a really astute observation.
Yeah.
And it leads us to one of the most intriguing aspects of this forum.
Okay.
The user's awareness that they're being observed.
Wait, what? Like Big Brother is watching?
Not exactly, but there are all these comments about like they're listening to us.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
They're aware that they're being analyzed.
It's like they know that we're here dissecting their conversations.
Right.
Wow.
It's kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy, but also kind of cool.
Yeah.
It definitely adds another layer to this whole deep dive.
It really does.
And it makes you wonder, who are they?
All right.
Are we a part of they?
Yeah, are we the they?
And how does this self-awareness shape the dynamics of the forum itself?
Big questions.
Okay, my brain is officially fried.
Yeah.
I think we need a break.
Okay.
Before we delve any deeper into the existential mysteries of HSG.
Sounds good.
Okay, I think I've had enough time to process that they're watching us thing. It's like we've stumbled into some internet twilight zone.
It does make you think about the lines between being the observer and being observed.
Yeah, big time. But before we get too lost in the meta narrative,
sure.
I'm still curious about the actual people behind the usernames.
Right.
We talked about Rudy.
Yeah.
And his thing for provoking people.
Right.
Any other personalities that stand out to you?
Well, there's one user who seems really fixated on the idea of stable, close relationships.
Okay.
And they keep coming back to another user and sort of challenging them and questioning their motives, interpreting their posts through this lens of like a perceived desire for connection.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. It felt a little intense, honestly.
It did.
Like, are they just messing around or is there something more serious going on beneath the surface?
That's the thing about online communities.
Yeah.
It can be really hard to tell where the persona ends.
Right.
And the genuine emotion begins.
Yeah, remember the user who shared all those incredibly detailed high school anecdotes?
Oh my gosh, yes.
About the screaming English teacher?
The duct tape shoes.
The duct tape shoes.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It was so specific.
Right.
So vivid.
But those stories, while entertaining, also felt really personal.
They did.
And even vulnerable.
Right. It's like they were really sharing a part of themselves with the community.
Yeah.
Risking judgment and ridicule.
And that ties back to the whole fandom death declaration thing, right?
Bigger
like
scale.
If you're constantly pushing people away.
Right.
Or being overly critical.
Yeah.
It's hard to build a sense of community.
Exactly. And speaking of community.
Yeah.
There's this whole debate about the meaning of M-E-X.
M-E-X.
Okay. Some see it as like a meaningless placeholder, while others are convinced it has this deeper significance.
It's a Rorschach test.
It is.
With everyone projecting their own interpretation onto this ambiguous term.
Exactly. What's your take?
I don't know. Do you think it means anything?
Or is it just nonsense?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so hard to tell.
Yeah.
That's what I love about these spaces. They're full of these inside jokes and code words that can be impossible to decipher.
Yeah.
It's like we're looking through a window into another culture.
Totally.
Trying to understand their rituals and their customs.
Exactly. And, you know, that kind of brings us to another important aspect of this community, this underlying current of anxiety and unease.
Yeah, I picked up on that too.
Yeah.
It's not all memes and jokes.
No, it's not.
There's a definite sense that something is off with the world.
Mm.
And the users are trying to process that through Homestuck and Junji Ito.
You're right. And the Junji Ito connection is so interesting.
I know, right?
I mean, his work is so full of like
it's
body horror and cosmic dread.
It's heavy stuff.
It is not lighthearted.
Right.
So what are they getting out of this?
Right.
Are they just a bunch of goths?
Yeah.
Hiding behind Homestuck avatars?
I don't think it's quite that simple.
I don't either.
But I think it's more nuanced than that.
I think so too.
I think it might be about finding a way to confront those dark, uncomfortable feelings through humor.
We're in shared experience.
Yeah.
Like if we can laugh at how absurd it all is, maybe it won't feel so terrifying.
Precisely. And sharing those dark jokes, those unsettling images, it creates a sense of connection. Mm. It's a way of saying, hey, I see you. I get your darkness.
It's like they're forming a community around their shared anxieties.
Yeah.
Finding solace in the grotesque.
Right.
And the unsettling.
And that's a powerful thing, especially in a world that often tells us to suppress those impulses.
Yeah.
To pretend that everything is fine.
Right. Like, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
So maybe HSG is more than just a Homestuck forum.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a refuge for the people who don't quite fit and a place to embrace their weirdness and their darkness without judgment.
That's beautifully put.
Thank you.
And it makes you wonder what other layers of meaning are we missing?
Oh, good question.
What other secrets are hidden within this seemingly nonsensical language?
Right.
We'll have to keep digging to find out.
We will.
Join us for the final part of our deep dive as we try to piece together all the clues and unravel the mysteries of HSG.
Okay, we are back for the final part of our deep dive into HSG. I feel like we've uncovered so much.
We have.
But there's still so much to unpack.
There is.
It's been quite a journey.
It has.
Who would have thought that a forum dedicated to a webcomic would lead us to discussions about Vladimir Putin's religious beliefs?
I know.
The meaning of MEX and Jinji Ito fan art?
It's wild.
It's amazing.
It is.
So let's try to put it all together. All We've got this community that's supposedly all about Homestuck. But it's obviously about so much more than that.
It is.
They're using this forum to grapple with big questions about life, the universe, everything.
Exactly. And they're doing it with this really interesting mix of humor, irony, self-awareness.
They're not afraid to have these intense debates, share personal things.
Yeah. And they're not afraid to make fun of themselves and the world around them.
Exactly. And it's like they've created this whole alternate reality where the normal rules of conversation just don't apply.
It's true.
You know, they can go from debating Putin to analyzing the meaning of MEX.
Without missing a beat.
Yeah.
And they're doing it all with this awareness that they're being watched.
Which adds a whole other layer of complexity.
It's almost like they're winking at us, the unseen audience, saying, hey, pay attention.
Right.
Question your assumptions.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It really is.
So we've established that HSG is this really unique and complex community.
We have.
But I'm still trying to figure out the why. Yeah. Why Homestuck?
Right.
What is it about this specific webcomic that attracts these people?
That is the question.
What do you think?
Well, I think Homestuck is known for its very complex narrative.
Yeah.
Large cast of characters.
Okay.
And its willingness to just completely break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
It really encourages readers to think critically and question everything.
So maybe it attracts people who are already kind of wired to think outside the box.
Exactly.
People who are comfortable with ambiguity and paradox.
And people who like to question things.
Right.
Who like to look a little deeper.
And maybe the comic's themes of identity and relationships and searching for meaning.
Right.
Maybe that resonates with people who are going through their own journeys of self-discovery.
It makes sense.
It's like they're finding a community that understands them.
Yeah.
That reflects their own internal struggles.
And where they can kind of explore those struggles through this shared language of memes and inside jokes and surreal imagery.
And that brings us back to the Jinji Ito connection.
Yes.
I feel like we can't wrap this up without talking about that. Why is his work so powerful for this community?
You know, I think it goes back to that sense of anxiety and unease that we keep seeing.
Right.
Ito's work really taps into our deepest fears, our anxieties about the fragility of the human body.
It's intense.
It is.
So what are they getting out of engaging with this?
Well, I think they're using horror as a way to confront those fears.
Head on.
To find some kind of release through a shared experience.
Like if we can laugh at it,
right?
Maybe it won't be so scary.
Exactly. And you know, the fact that they can find humor
right
in Ito's work,
yeah,
that they can make memes out of it,
right,
it really speaks to their resilience.
It's inspiring in a way.
It is.
It's like they're saying, yes, the world is a scary place,
uh-huh,
but we can choose to laugh at it.
We can find connection.
We can find meaning.
Even in the darkest corners.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Mm.
We've just explored one tiny corner of the internet.
A tiny corner of a vast world.
But it gives you a sense of how complex and fascinating
uh-huh.
these online spaces can be.
Yeah.
Think about the places you hang out online.
Right.
What are you drawn to?
What brings you there?
What language and humor and shared experiences
yeah.
connect you with other people?
And how do those online interactions mm. shape your view of yourself mm-hmm. and the world?
It's a good reminder that the internet is more than just websites and data.
It is a reflection of humanity.
In all its glory.
All its messy, yeah. contradictory glory.
And in all that mess,
yes.
we find connection and meaning and even beauty.
Exactly.
So until next time, happy exploring.
Happy exploring.
And remember, the internet is a vast and wonderful place.
It is.
Full yeah. of unexpected connections and hidden depths.
Who knows what we'll find next time.
See you later.